fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right. It is Thursday night. It's 8 p.m. and you're right where you should be in front of your radio or listening on that cool app. Tune in. You get on your smartphone or you're streaming at FMTalk1065.com because you want to know the news, the real news, not the fake news. You want to sift through the propaganda, and that's why you're here through Common Sense Radio. And we are here. It is our first show in summer.
I know. First day summer
is here. It's our
Which
first
is my
show
favorite
in summer.
Season.
So, despite all of the excruciating heat and incredible humidity, our young engineer has managed to keep your electrons sanitized and dry so that they can come to you tonight. So we are appreciative that every week, against all odds, we are here coming to you across all mediums because of our young engineer in training, soon to be award-winning engineer, Ian Blair, is here with us.
What is going on, everybody? As Corey LeBounty, my man, likes to say, Ian Blair, your producer extraordinaire, back behind the mic and the board tonight.
There he is. He's there with us.
You get better at that each week.
He does.
And you really do.
You know, except for hanging out with us, he probably has a bright future.
Right.
Right.
He's figuring out what he
I would
doesn't
leave
want
this off your resume.
Up.
Whenever you do resumes, don't put this on
So
there.
We have working fast food. We have working retail. Third summer job.
No, it's a good summer. Just don't mention
don't
that you
mention
do
it.
This show.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm
okay.
telling you, if you put it on there with this show, you will be blackballed from all sorts of stuff. Don't put it on there. Don't
realize what not to do. Yeah. Don't be like us.
And then
do as we say, not as we do.
Unfortunately for the listener, we have adult supervision. We have our director of quality assurance, head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here.
Always great to have you. I can't do it without you.
Another week.
Another week. And there's a bunch of really interesting things out there. There's a couple of big ones, actually, I want to get. We're going to get into CRT. That's really big out there. It's got people really angry. I wanted to hit some of the stuff with Creepy Joe. One of them's really big, and but let me step into one of them. I thought this was fascinating. There was all these headlines today in photo ops about because you know they've been talking about the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Well, there was a bunch of photo ops in the last 24 hours or so. Oh, we've reached a compromise, $953 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill because rhinos like Mitt Romney and Olympia Snowe and Lisa Murkowski sat down with the Democrats, the supposedly moderate Democrats, which I would venture there is no such thing. Well, I guess there is. Sinema and Manchin, I guess. I guess they're moderate. I don't know. Beyond that, there's not. But anyway, they sat down, they hammered this thing out. All the photo ops, we've done it, we've done it. But you know what broke late today?
Another photo
op. I don't know who did this, but they're crediting Biden. Biden has played them. Biden went back and said, really good job. I like the your bipartisan infrastructure bill, but I'm not going to sign it unless you pass the companion Democrat bill for tax increases and environmental stuff and what they call now human infrastructure, which means
anything they want.
Entitlements, more giveaway programs across the board, which is basically Democrat money laundering. So I was fascinated. I said, now look at that. They skunked them. They took all the objectionable stuff out that couldn't get passed and they put it in another bill.
Yep.
And they said, good job on that one. Go ahead and pass it, but I'll only sign it if you pass the other one. But the reason it caught my attention is it's pretty clever. But there's no way Biden did that.
You know he didn't do it. Right.
Who came up with that? Because Biden didn't come up with that.
And did you see all the like little funny pictures too where it's like Mitt Romney and then in the back behind one of the columns you could see Kamala Harris?
No, I didn't see that.
It was really pretty funny.
You know,
there's been a lot of neat photos come out today.
I have not seen all the neat photos.
But it's just been a weird day.
It has been a weird day.
Different things coming out.
Well, and then was it yesterday? Now, this to me is a really, really big story because it's a big story because of what he said. So we knew this was coming. They've been building up about the crime. They've been, because crime is out of control because they defunded the police, duh, right? Mm-hmm. And they've demonized the police and all this. So crime is out of control. And we knew it was coming. The Democrats are wrangling and getting in position. They want to use it for gun control.
Right.
Because increased crime, it's the fault of criminals. It's not the fault of less policing. Yeah. It's not the fault of not enforcing the law. It's the guns' fault.
Or a year of joblessness and COVID fascism and, you name it.
Right, you name it.
It has zero to do with
it's the guns'
increasing
fault.
Crime.
It's the guns' fault. So they came out and he's pushing gun control. And when he's pushing gun control, he had some comments about the Second Amendment, which I can't repeat. So, Ian, can you play Creepy Joe?
Yeah.
Let's find out here.
Yeah.
Where I might add, the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of patriots, you know, and all the stuff about how we're going to have to move against the government. Well, the Tree of Liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there are never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is that there's always been the ability to rationally limit the type of weapon that can be owned and who can own it.
Holy buckets!
That's so funny.
I hope you guys were listening to that. Y'all, that is absolutely incredible. Because he either totally doesn't understand the Second Amendment, or he really is the biggest, greasiest liar to ever walk in Washington.
Kind of two things at play here. And it's almost like the freedom of speech is getting squashed, because this shows the reason they want to shut down free speech is because when you have no argument, you just start having to come up with ridiculousness like this.
Right.
And when the Babylon Bee runs headlines and you're not sure if, you know, you never know now.
Right.
They're so close, but it's like huge spike in Americans buying F-15s.
Right.
And it shows a guy. He's he's got one in his driveway, in the carport. Yeah.
So everybody rushed out today to back order on F-15s. Americans.
It's kind of funny, and I'm sure we'll get around to it again, but it's like, it shows there's
It's dangerous.
Well, yeah.
I wanted to unpack it because it really shows their misunderstanding of the whole thing, but it also shows their intentions. First off, he lies. Well, there have always been limits since the Second Amendment. No, there haven't.
No.
You can't buy a cannon. No, there is nothing. They didn't say you couldn't buy cannons and muskets or anything. There was nothing that said you can't have. There was no restriction. That's a total fabrication.
Those founders didn't just get back from hunting camp. They just won a revolution. Like, they won a war.
What they use their weapons, the farmers and the workers use their weapons.
So if you want to bring in context,
to throw off a tyrannical government.
Exactly.
And then he goes and he obliterates Thomas Jefferson's quote about from time to time, the Tree of Liberty has to be watered with the blood of patriots. Oh, no, we don't water the Tree of Liberty with patriots. But here, to me, is the chilling thing. It sounded really stupid.
Yeah.
But he said, if y'all want to take on the government, you're going to need F-15s and maybe some nukes.
So you're going to nuke us now, Biden?
So wait a minute. So you're basically saying, mm-hmm. Well, we know the American people are against the government, but you're not going to get rid of us because you don't have the military hardware that we do.
Right.
Think about that.
If you unpack any of this stuff that's coming right now, from CRT to this, transgender, you name it, pick a topic. If you unpack it far enough, the logic dissolves.
This one you don't need to unpack very far.
No, you don't. And I mean, that just shows now why they're resorting to big tech and everybody just shutting everybody up.
Yeah.
Because they can't, you know, the guy, and we'll get to him, the guy who went to the school board meeting and was like, it can be a robust discussion and we can't even get
you're not
a regular
discussion.
Right.
But to me, we really need to focus on this one because this is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody from Florida texted in that he conceal carries his F-15. I conceal carry my F-15. Good for you. Where do you get one of those? And I think Grant said for sure. And we got another one. Biden underestimates armed, pissed off rednecks. Exactly. But he totally misunderstood. And then he says something like, why does anybody need, you know, 30, 40, 50, 100 rounds? Folks, the Second Amendment is to defend ourselves. And it is absolutely meant for an armed citizenry to throw off a tyrannical government. That's what exactly the founders did. I mean, think about that. Could you imagine what the founders would say if King George said something over there and said, you colonists cannot purchase cannons anymore. I have prohibited the purchase of cannons by colonists.
And they'd be like, okay.
They'd be, well, they'd go out and make them.
Exactly.
They'd like, go start casting them and make them.
At all.
It's really, it's a very, very dangerous thing that he just said, in that he basically said, look, we know you're against us, and we're against you. It's the government against the people. So in my mind, he basically admitted to us that we no longer have government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Right.
It's of the government, by the government, for the government. And he's teasing us, taunting us. We've got the F-15s and the nukes, and you don't. So there's nothing you can do about it, and we're going to take away the rest of your guns. And folks, if you do not understand how important the Second Amendment is, when you listen to stuff like that from Joe Biden and all the other Democrats, you really don't understand how precious and fragile our freedom is. All right, we'll be back with calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio, and we're just digging into how creepy Joe wants to take your guns and how he doesn't even understand the Second Amendment. And that goes to another point that kind of weaves in. Supposedly, the Senate has stopped the For the People Act. The For the People Act is the federal, it's H.R. 1, S.R. 1.
Which is that would have been a federalizing of all elections.
All
which
elections.
I'm still not.
Does
breathing,
anybody, really, I want to know, does any Democrats, that, liberals out there really believe that the federal government can take over all elections nationwide and they're going to do a better job? Does anybody really believe that?
Yeah, no.
Text or call. I know you're probably afraid to call, but text us. But if they do that, you know that they're going to steal every election. I mean, that's what the federalization is. It's because it's going to be, you know, no voter ID, ballot harvesting, ballot drop-off boxes everywhere.
It'll, in other words, just make it way easier to cheat.
It's already there. It's all about making it easier to cheat.
But this will be a shoo-in where it'll never be anything else.
It's all about that. But I pull that in to what we were just saying about the Second Amendment. Because they got to do those together.
Correct.
Because they got to get rid of the Second Amendment. So when they start stealing all the elections and our voices are no longer heard,
right?
We have no means to resist. The only thing we can do is go onto social media and be censored.
Yeah.
Right? There's no.
That's our recourse.
That's our recourse is to be censored. So, all right, let's go. We got Rod from Dauphin Island on line one. What do you got for us, Rod?
Well, I thought you cut me off. It's a pleasure to listen to you and Wonder Woman Teresa there. A couple of observations. Number one, I listened to El Presidente's comment. F-15s and nukes. Hell, two helium balloons and a BB gun. Take those clowns, man.
There you go.
Is I got a text today from a friend of mine that's a senior officer in the Air Force, 306 in the Air Force. Senior commanders are now briefing CRT as a valid concept. They are briefing that in OPD, Office of Professional Development. And they're teaching that at West Point. I saw a curriculum today.
Yep, the Navy's teaching it too. No, the military has been taken over by CRT. They are teaching Marxism and racism. And I believe it's an overt and deliberate attempt to separate the military from the citizens, to separate those serving in our military from their citizens so that if any, you know, if at any point they got to use them, they won't have any compunction.
Because when the time comes to stand up, put up, or shut up, we won't have anybody to put up.
Well, no, it's very dangerous.
But I've saved the best nugget for last, the one that made me throw the Coke bottle against the wall. A senior Air Force commander, and I could not find out who, I'm going to still look for it, briefed his senior officer counsel that transgender is a spectrum.
Is it what?
Well, there goes 500 years of biology down the damn drain.
He briefed it. It's a spectrum?
Like autism.
Spectrum. Spectrum to me means range.
Oh, you mean like a spectrum meaning that some people might just be wearing panties,
they might be,
and the others might be wearing heels and lipstick.
It's levels like going left or right.
You could just put
colors.
Ish on your transgender.
Yeah. It's a simple thing to me. I remember vividly my biology class. You are what your chromosomes say you are.
That's right. It's pretty undeniable.
That may not line up with what you want to be.
No.
That is a real problem.
And look. If certain people want to go indulge or experiment, whatever you want to call whatever lifestyle they want to do, I'm not particularly interested in getting in that business.
Correct.
But you know what? You're not these are not stable people. These are not the people that you say, let's train them to handle the F-14s and nukes that Joe Biden is threatening the American people
and
with. We're going to put the guy
in
heels. With all sorts of gender dysphoria and who knows what other mental illness, we'll put him behind the button.
I mean, the founders said a self-governing country can't exist if you don't have a moral compass, essentially.
Exactly.
I'm paraphrasing.
And that's why they're trying to smash the moral compass.
What I'm trying to say is now people don't even understand liberty and freedom does have restraints.
Yes.
If you don't understand the difference between lasciviousness like of drag queen story hour, and that is not freedom of speech, but yet going to church is, and you're trying to say, well, you know, if you can't understand why those things aren't the same thing, you can't have a self-governing society.
No, no.
And that's where we are with these kind of things.
Self-governing
you have
means
that,
we have our own restraints. We have our own ideas of morality and right and wrong, so we don't have to have Big Brother sitting there saying, no, don't do that.
But
no,
I've even had Christian friends who will be like, well, you know, they've not thought it through enough. Because they'll say, well, you know, freedom of speech, you know, if they're going to tell the drag queens they can't read in the library to the children, then we might not be able to meet at church on Sunday. I mean, like, honestly, they think those are the same things. And I'm like, no, this is not the same thing as liberty as it's defined in our Constitution.
That's
restraints. It
when
just
they
does.
Say you can't meet at church, then okay, I'll be there.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Bring whatever you think necessary.
Yeah, but the problem we have now is that when you have the drag queen story hour, a whole bunch of people are yay, and they all go.
Well, and
it should be, oh, no, no, that's
And like
that's
he
bad.
Was saying, when that. You're trying to say there's a spectrum to sin at this point, and that, you know, it's boiling it back down to where we'll have chaos and anarchy.
But see, to me, all that's BS. Because at the end of the day, what we're finding out, the more we let them come out and they come out and get bolder about what they really want, they're targeting the kids.
Correct.
Don't tell me they're not targeting the kids.
Yep.
That's what they're doing.
Predators.
They're predators, and they're all targeting our children. And that's why it's like, you keep that stuff down on Conte Street. I don't care that you do it, but keep it down on Conte Street. You better not bring it in my kindergarten classroom.
Correct.
There you go, Rod.
Amen.
You need to be able to express yourself a little, Pete. I think you're withholding way.
I know. I'm
holds
in my
back
shell.
A lot.
I'm in my shell. Rod, thank you so much for listening and calling.
Thank you. Great call.
Yes, we appreciate it. Let's see. Let's go. Who do we got on line two? Hello, Common Sense Radio. Who do we have?
This is Robert.
Robert, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm 75, and I can't get my mind around how fast this country has become hard socialist.
Yep.
Furthermore, I don't think Putin or Xi could have caused more damage than Biden if they had been running the White House. He has not made one move of any kind that I can see that's benefited this country and hasn't hurt this country.
I'm not sure Xi isn't running the White House.
Well, Yeah, you might be right. But I almost reached the conclusion we should divide the country in half, and those of us who believe in God, Constitution, and protecting the unborn could live together, and those who believe in the opposite could have their own country for the short time before they'd kill each other off.
I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I think there's many more of us than we think there are.
Correct.
In all the states, and they're being drowned out by the echo chambers in the media.
Oh, they definitely are.
And the social media and the big tech, they are censoring us, shadow banning us, because they don't want us to get together and realize how many of us there are.
Do you know with CRT, there's 85% of all Americans, it doesn't matter right. what, if you're Democrat, 85% of Americans are against it.
So why are we fighting it
and
in every school district?
And I mean, we're talking, it don't matter who you voted for, nobody is for this. Except
right.
certain elites. Certain elites in academia, in the military, and you have to ask yourself, like
business.
Our caller's bringing up, are they trying to divide everybody?
Yes.
It's all intentional, and you have to understand that. It's not just...
Because they're going to divide us while they take
correct.
Away our rights. Yeah, you guys go fight amongst yourselves while we slowly erode your rights.
Yeah. Well,
and
busy.
Actually... Robert says, it's not that slow anymore. It's moving pretty darn
it will
quickly.
Keep going faster. Yeah.
There is a civil war coming if something's not done, and it will make the war of 1861 tame because there's so much more, I believe, hatred now that's been ginned up and pushed and inflammatory. That the one 1861 had, you know, some brother against brother and so forth. But there's just meanness out there right now.
Right. And Robert, that's why you got to wonder why the CRT, you look at this, the CRT is meant to divide us and make us hate each other and fight amongst ourselves. And at the same time, they are polluting the military and removing them. They're separating them, distancing them from the citizens. So it seems almost like they're setting it up for when the bubble goes up because people have had enough that the military is going to come down on the American people.
Yep.
Because they're not connected to the American people anymore.
Yep.
It's a good call, Robert.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you listening. We will be back. I think we're on the break. Are we on the break? Oh, we're on the break. Yes, we will be back with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, bring aboard our special sponsor, Mission First Mortgage. That's right, because if you need financing to go buy a home, to find your dream home, to go out in this super hot housing market, you better be pre-qualified, better be pre-approved, and get qualified for as much as possible. Where do you go? You go to Mission First Mortgage. Why? Because they're mission-focused, mission-oriented. And what's their mission? You. Your financing, your home buying, your dream home. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc. That's INC.com. Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or look, it's Brian Dewberry, who old Marine. He runs a tight ship over there, and he can get you qualified for the most possibly can to get it done quickly, get you pre-approved, have that qualification letter, the pre-approval letter, in that holster when you go out, sight in that dream home and pull the trigger. Take it out before it gets away. So give Brian a call at 251-289-1141. Mission First Mortgage at 289-1141. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
The past 5 years have shown that American strength is once again a sheltering arm for freedom in a dangerous world. Strength is the most persuasive argument we have to convince our adversaries to negotiate seriously and to cease bullying other nations. But tonight, the security program that you and I launched to restore America's strength is in jeopardy, threatened by those who would quit before the job is done. Any slackening now would invite the very dangers America must avoid and could fatally compromise our negotiating position. Our adversaries, the Soviets, we know from painful experience, respect only nations that negotiate from a position of strength. American power is the indispensable element of a peaceful world. It is America's last best hope of negotiating real reductions in nuclear arms. Just as we are sitting down at the bargaining table with the Soviet Union, let's not throw America's trump card away.
All right, that was Ronald Wilson Reagan, an address to the nation on national security on the 26th of February, 1986, just a little over 35 years ago. And I picked it to go with this week's column that you can get at renewamerica.com. Pandering and pretense are perilous policies. And I picked this because Reagan was talking about where we're at right now. President Trump turned America around to make it strong again, to make it stand for what we believe in, to say what we mean and mean what we say and follow through. We stood up to our enemies, but we also held our allies accountable. And we were strong and we had a lot of traction. The allies were stepping up. The enemies were backing down. And all of that is being just whittled away in the first few months of this administration because they don't want to finish the job. They're letting the Russians off. They're letting the Chinese off. They're they want to do the nuclear deal with Iran and give them more money. They actually did give them more money already. They gave them more money.
Well, don't
forget. And what happened, right? They gave them money. We had rockets from Hamas.
Yeah.
Hello.
And they're still... It's still not settled.
And the thing with the Russian thing was crazy. We talked about this last week. He goes to meet with Putin, and he gave up all of his leverage before he even got there. He gave up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
And
he froze $100 million military aid package to Ukraine.
But he gave him a list of things not to touch.
Don't touch these things.
So I feel safe now.
That's like you're leaving for the weekend, and you tell your teenage son.
Right.
Here's a list of things in the house I don't want you to look at. Don't touch them.
He's like, okay.
Okay,
Dad,
I'll stay away from those.
I will not do it.
Come on. So, but we, and that's where the pandering and pretense are perilous policies. Go to renewamerica.com and read it. And
that's
it
a
basically.
Good title. I like the title.
You like that?
Yeah. It's good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
A little alliteration there.
Yeah,
but,
I like it.
It's about. We're pandering to our allies and our enemies. We're over there yucking it up with the Euro trash, telling them, oh, yeah, I'm glad to be part of the club now and all that crap while they're pickpocketing you over there. And this pretense, oh, I'm a nice, moderate guy. No, you're a socialist puppet, and you're bowing down. You sold out to the Russians. It's just stupid how Putin played them. The Iranians and the Chinese are getting everything they want.
You know, though, who is not doing that? Let's talk about Ron DeSantis. He signed a bill today requiring students to learn the evils of communism.
Oh, that's awesome.
And totalitarian ideologies. So he is the opposite of all this.
Yes.
So there are still glimmers of hope. And the longer it goes, the more mad people are getting.
Yes. And there are a lot of glimmers of hope out there, folks. Don't think, I mean, let me bring this up. In Colorado, some mayor, I forgot the name of the town, banned the Pledge of Allegiance at the official meetings.
What?
Well, you know what?
Okay.
The city council stood up and did it anyway. They rejected it. They defied him and they did it.
Nice.
And there's a funny video of him going, all right, that's going to let that go one time, but next time I'm going to be throwing people out of here. I hope they tar and feather that mayor. Get him out of town. But that's what it takes is Americans got to start standing up. And that's where you talk about the CRT.
Yep.
If you're watching CNN, you probably have no clue what we're talking about, okay, or MSNBC. But around the country, parents are going in throngs.
And it's not happening in just like red conservative counties and states.
It's everywhere. Florida, yes. New Jersey, Oklahoma, you name it, Michigan, it's happening everywhere.
People on both sides of the political spectrum are against this.
Yes.
It's not just...
And there's been some black people that have been very articulate going to these things and going, I am not believing that we've come so far in against racism and overcoming racism, and y'all are literally teaching our kids
up again. Right.
to judge each other based on the color of their skin.
And even in a worse way.
In a worse
way. Than it was originally. Because... Well, again, there's so many things. But did you see the guy in Pennsylvania who just, like...
Which one was that?
He was the guy who sat down and he just ate them for lunch. And basically they said, you need to tone down your rhetoric or we're going to make you be quiet. And he said, oh, no, you're not. Yeah. And he said, the Constitution calls for robust and critical debate.
Right.
And he's like, and I will stand here and critique your fascism toward these two. I mean, it's so good.
Oh, man,
if you haven't seen it yet, it'll give you chills.
I did not see that one.
And I mean, he's tattooed. He don't exactly look like, you know, your run-of-the-mill conservative. But that's what I'm saying. This has struck a chord with everyone because people inherently know how evil it is.
Yes.
And how divisive it is. And like you said, with the transgender thing, they're coming for our kids.
That is
they're
when
not
at
approaching
the end of the day,
us.
They're coming for the kids.
Right. They're coming for
the kids. LGBTQ people want the kids. I don't know what their reasons are. I'm very suspicious. But the leftists want them to indoctrinate them. All right. Kevin from Mobile has been holding patiently for the last 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Let's get Kevin on. What do you got for us, Kevin?
Pete, you're spot on, man. The caller's been great tonight. The indoctrination right here, what's happening. You know, you go back to the Third Reich, 1933. They're doing the same thing. It's just a different screenplay. They came in, they wanted to attack the churches, take the Bibles away. Everybody had a copy of Mein Kampf right here. And you look what's going on right here, the political party system right there. You know, people are just sitting back idle. But now the Democrats, the so-called Democrats, the Socialist Democrats, they're all turning on each other. You know, the people that are in Washington have been elected to uphold the Constitution. These are terrorists. These are treasonous. And they need to be censored and taken out of office here because they don't speak for the American people. For these people to come up there and swear allegiance to our country and do what they're doing, okay, Omar, Schumer, the Squad, these people need to be censored and taken out of office right there. Those are the people that need to be impeached. The American people are tired of this. They are standing up, and it's starting out in small communities, and it's growing. And like you say, CNN, these other organizations are not showing this. Newsmax, Fox, a couple others, they're putting this out there, and it's going viral. So these people are tired of the indoctrination of not only the students.
I think it may be the last straw.
Yep.
It is right there. And when you start going after the Constitution, going after the Second Amendment, going after freedom of speech, going after education, I've got some friends of mine that are liberal, and I love talking to them because I hope one day it's like you can sit down like John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King, and you can learn things. You don't have to throw rocks at each other. You don't have to shoot each other. You can sit down at a table, and you can have a discussion. But with these people right here that are anarchists, you cannot reason with a crazy idiot. The end. That's it.
No, they're looking for violence. They want the violence.
You can't call them crazy. I said, well, there's other things that you can, but crazy comes to mind. So when you can't sit down and just reason with an adult without them screaming and calling you names right there, there is no reason.
No, but you're hitting on the core of it. There is no reason. They want to resort to the violence, and they're using racism as a cover. It's anarchy, and they want to do just random violence, pointless violence, and they're using racism as a cover. They're just saying, oh, we're doing all this because of racism. It's an excuse.
The critical race theory, all this is all hogwash there. You look at Chicago, L.A., Seattle, New York, what's going on with their murders are rampant here. We have police officers that are walking away because they say, I'm not going to be indemnified anymore. You can sue me personally. That's crazier than a run-over dog right there. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
You're right. You have to have law in order to have a civilized society. Other than that, we'll be like places in the third world countries where they sit out there and throw rocks at each other.
And
that people in Washington need to have a sit down with Jesus real quick and say,
we
need to turn and change our evil ways right here because the United States citizens, we are tired of the way that you are driving our country and our military into ground.
And Kevin, that's why it's so sinister when you step back and look at the picture. Because the more immoral a people are, the more law and order they need because they won't regulate themselves. So here we are. We've had years and years of trying to destroy common decency and morality and make the people more immoral. And then at the same time now, they're trying to get rid of law and order, defund the police, less and less. They literally are trying to make the recipe for violence and apocalypse and for everybody to go nuts and have this thing just totally boil over into all sorts of awful things. And I think that's by design because gets really bad, then the people say, all right, bring the military in and restore order. Crack those heads because this is out of control.
It's not going to be like when 1933 and the Third Reich came in, because we're not going to stand for that. They know this right there. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, maybe parts of Tennessee and the panhandle right here. We are the strongest constitutional church-based group of Americans in the United States right there. And I tell these other people, I say, you know, if you're worried about guns don't kill people, people kill people. Because you look at everything went up there when they had the atrocity a few months ago in Seattle and all that. You know, those people don't believe in guns. But there was a lot of people that were hurt and killed there from all kind of things, from Molotov cocktails on. So the whole thing is the American people need to do this. I know like this. I've got God on my side, and God's not going to let me down. God is not going to let Israel down either. So no matter what they want to do with these wackadoodles over in Iran right there, Israel has got God on his side right there too. So we've got to sit down. Two things. We have to pray for these people in Washington because God knows they need it right there. Yep. We need to start from the ground of our city, our state, and our federal government and let these people know you're on watch.
You're absolutely right.
Anymore.
Kevin, we're
people like you that are coming out and spreading the good word. And the people that are listening here, just remember, God's on our side. And we will.
God's in control. Kevin, we're over the break. Thank you for the call. We got to run. We'll be right back with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Thank you, Kevin, for a great call.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. See if we catch up on the text line here a little bit. Florida says hell doesn't have levels. It's the same hot everywhere. I also said the Nazi Party's first act when they gained power was to eliminate immorality in Germany. They cannot be compared to these liberal communists running our government. They are a whole new breed of evil. And that's exactly, you get rid of morality.
True. Yeah.
Grant said something about 75 years old. I don't know what that, he said he loved Robert. That was that and John. Any questions about the Second Amendment, ask Mo Brooks. He may not know the answer, but one thing is for sure, he'd be taking names and kicking butt. All right. So,
I have an announcement.
You do your announcement.
All of our listeners, the ones we know, you're tried and true, you're frustrated, you're tired of just the oppression, you feel like there's nothing we can do. There are things we can do. As broken as our system seems and looks like it's crumbling, actually, it still works if you work it. The problem is we've just trusted, we live in a red state. You know, nothing that bad's going to happen.
Complacency.
I go to work. I don't really have to watch my school board. I don't really have to watch my elected officials. That's not really
wrong.
My jam. I'm not into politics. But yet now you see your wallet's getting hit. Your kid's school's getting hit. It is hitting home. Well, guess what? It's all hands on deck, folks. We don't have time to sit here and say some people are into politics, some aren't. We all are.
Right.
So I have a solution. I want everyone listening, save the date. Here in the Mobile area for August 28th.
It's a Saturday
before football.
Yep.
Won't interfere with football at all.
That's right. We check that out first.
An amazing opportunity. I'll tell you more details later, but there's going to be a day-long class right here in Mobile.
Yep.
It's an amazing event where you can come, listen to some instructed teachers who know how
about
to
activism.
Get things done. Yeah, real activism.
That
how
has effect.
It's not hopeless that we do have, but we just don't know what to do. And they tell us what to do.
Right.
It's a fun, fun day. You'll meet yours truly. We'll have some great fellowship and fun. It's going to be a great day. So mark your calendar, August 28th. I'll tell you more later.
And we'll put more together.
Yep. It's going
to
be good.
It's us learning to work together, to have our voices heard together. And one of the things I think we need to work on, we were just talking about the CRT.
There you go.
We've been fighting Common Core for over 10 years in a red state and can't get rid of it. And now CRT, and I'm telling you, we're thinking, we don't have it. I guarantee it's around here. We just got to figure out where it's at. It's probably in our public school system and some of your private schools.
They're
right,
going to rename it.
Or they'll rename it or they'll hide it. So I think I've got a new crusade, a new thing that we need to do. School choice. The only way we're going to reform education is with vouchers and school choice. Let the parents get a voucher from the state and they pick the school. It could be a government school. It could be a private school. It could be a church school. Don't care. Just whatever accreditation it has to meet.
Think of it this way. If you're a property owner, if you're a renter, it doesn't matter. Get a hold of your tax valuation notice.
Right.
And look at the pie chart. It comes on your notice. It shows you how your tax bill is broken up. Look how much you're paying.
We're paying a lot.
It's more than a lot.
And think about this. I don't know what the number would be, but I'm going to guess the voucher would be something between $6,000 and $9,000 per student per year.
Yeah.
If we pass that, could you imagine how that would empower all the parents and everywhere to go and get the best, if they could shop for the best education for their kids and they got a $6,000 to $9,000 voucher every year?
Instead of your tax dollars being flushed down the drain, and then you're treated like you don't even have a voice.
You have
you're
no
looked
voice.
Down on.
Your children are talking to hate you, to report you to the government.
And you have
for
no
your,
say.
Because you have a Trump sticker, right?
That's one of the kids.
And they get out of high school and they have no discernible skills.
Right.
You got to send them to another school.
But look, that's one of the unintended blessings that did come from COVID was that because of Zoom and whatnot, everyone had to listen live to the crap these teachers are, and they didn't really think they'd get caught. But I think that's what has piqued the curiosity and now the anger in regular parents, because they thought, oh, and yeah, you think, oh, well, we live here. Look, do you know how big Mobile County School District is?
It's huge.
It's one of the largest in the nation.
It's like 60,000 students. It's huge.
It doesn't, I mean, it could be a small or large district. I think it's infiltrating everywhere. But if you think, oh, we're in South Alabama, everything's fine, everything's fine, my kids get a good school.
Well, it's like
you better
core.
Look again.
People are going, oh, my kids are in private schools. Guess what? The Archdiocese adopted Common Core.
Oh, yeah. The private
about the
schools
same time,
drink
a lot
the Kool-Aid just
it's,
as much.
It's
yeah,
everywhere.
It's all it is.
So
you got to watch.
August 28th, save the date.
Yeah, August 28th.
I think school choice is the next battle, and it's we need to do that. There's a lot of – and, oh, on the school thing, this caught my eye. A science teacher in Tacoma, Washington, is distributing flyers to the medical school students on how they can obtain abortions and birth control without their parents' consent.
So
I just
want
to throw that in
there.
There
you go.
Of how out of control our government schools are. Okay, we probably don't have enough time to get into a whole bunch of stuff. I want to mention the Arizona audit. In the final phases. They're finishing up the paper analysis, right? Here's the only thing I want to say about that. Watch what's going on. General Flynn actually came out and said, look, the results of this audit are probably devastating. Watch for the Democrat media complex to come up with a distraction. What is going to be the big bugaboo distraction to try to distract from the Arizona audit results? And it's interesting because all sorts of states have gone down there to see it. And a lot of them are not battleground states, like Montana and Wyoming and Alaska went. You know, you get Michigan goes and Pennsylvania and Georgia.
And it's not
went.
Getting coverage at all. Like
you got
I
only
keep
if you
to
look
check
at
it.
Alternate
right, you always
news
have
sources.
To remember to look it up.
You
got to
go to alternate news sources. You go to Breitbart or the Gateway Pundit or some of these other.
Likewise,
places.
The border again not being reported. But you know what? Guess who decided to go down now after Trump's going down?
That's
guess
right.
who?
Trump.
You'll never guess.
Kamala. Of course, she's going to El Paso, she's
which
not
is
going
actually
to,
like 800 miles from. I mean, it's
from
a
the
long
epicenter
way
where
from like
where
it's actually.
At.
Yeah, yeah,
but. Old President Trump, he still had an effect. He said, I'm going to the border. And for some reason, I'm not sure why, they all of a sudden felt the pressure. Oh, we got to get there first. So she's actually going to go a day or two before him.
It's all a narrative. It's all like theater.
It's,
I mean,
it's
we
all
know it
theater.
Is.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, I was going to get into the January 6th double standards. We don't have time for that. The other thing is, what is the real vaccination data?
Oh, well, I do know you can look up the injuries.
The
you can look them up.
And you know the FDA is now going to add a warning of heart inflammation.
Look,
on the,
I actually, on the I can, now it's passed. It's been so long. Around Thanksgiving, I had COVID. I didn't feel that bad at first, but about a month into it, I had the myocarditis. Like, I couldn't, I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
But you never
about,
had the vaccine.
No, I had real COVID.
Right.
But COVID acted that way to me. And I know how severe it is. Because for about 3 weeks, I kept wondering if I should go to the ER because I might be having a heart attack. It was bad.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, I've learned more about it, and the reason it affects young people is if your immune system is strong and you're healthy and especially anyway athletic, your immune system just kicks in even more. So that's why this vaccine is particularly dangerous for young people.
So yep. We're not getting the straight skinny on that. It is danger. And what are the real vaccination decks? And look, the FDA is actually putting a warning. And don't believe the Delta variant stuff. It's a scare tactic. The Delta, correct, the variants become more contagious, but they become weaker. Hey, I got one bit of good news for everybody. Pride Month is almost over.
Yay!
By the time we come back, hey, look, it's over.
Pride cometh before fall, folks.
Pride, thank you. And
don't
what better
that.
Way to end? Y'all have a great summer weekend. And honey, it's time to come home.